The South Dakota Supreme Court has ordered a new trial for a Sioux Falls man convicted of manslaughter. David Randall Jr. was convicted of carelessly handling a gun and causing the death of another man at a party in Sioux Falls on October 24, 2015. The High Court finds that the trial judge erred by not allowing the jury to consider excusable homicide. This report is taken from details outlined in the written opinion. David Randall Jr. was handling an AK-47 owned by the host of the party. Witnesses say his handling of it made them nervous. Randall was sitting next to his friend when the gun went off. A bullet traveled through his friend's left hand, right forearm, and groin, penetrating the femoral artery. The victim died from these injuries. At trial, the state brought in witnesses who said Randall had control of the gun when it discharged. The state acknowledged that the shooting was not intentional. To get Randall's version, the jury heard a phone call between Randall and his girlfriend, recorded while he was in jail. Randall told her the party's host had put the gun on his lap, the gun slipped, Randall tried to catch it, and the gun went off. Randall was convicted of first-degree manslaughter. He appealed, saying the judge should have granted two motions for a mistrial and should have granted Randall's proposed jury instruction on excusable homicide. The state Supreme Court found that the judge's denial of the two motions was not reversible error, but that Randall was prejudiced when the jury was not able to consider whether his actions could be defined as excusable homicide. The court reversed and remanded the first-degree manslaughter conviction for a new trial. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.